It is time for us to check sports. Mike Kazi will be joining us tomorrow. In sports, we'll start off with the Tiger Woods accident. They finally revealed the cause of that accident yesterday, and they say he was driving at a high rate of speed. Well, that was obvious just from seeing where the car went. They estimate Woods was driving between 84 and 87 miles an hour when he first made impact, according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Authorities said there was no evidence of impairment. When the first responders arrived, officials said Woods had no recollection of the wreck, and they denied that authorities gave Woods special treatment in the case. Quote, I know there's some people saying somehow he received special preferential treatment. That's absolutely false. There was no sign of impairment. Our primary concern at the scene of the collision was his safety, and that's where you have to switch gears and make sure the person can survive and receive medical care. He said without signs of impairment, authorities cannot obtain a search warrant. He added that it wasn't special treatment and that the same rules would apply for anybody given in the same type of circumstances. The golfer gave permission to give details of the crash out. Officer said that last week the details were going to remain private after announcing a determination of what caused the wreck. So anybody who saw that car knew that it was going fast. And you saw how the car traveled off the road, how far off the road. You just knew that it was going fast, fast, fast. All right? All right. Oh, what else do we have here? Russell Wilson, Seahawks quarterback, of course, a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's headed for divorce. He reported that yesterday. And BYU's Zach Wilson is Brett Favre-ish. That's what the ex-quarterback from the New York Jets said. All right, now, here's a disturbing story that just seems to come out of the NFL more than not. Former Giants wide receiver Travis Rudolph has been arrested on a murder charge in Florida after a shooting. Tough, tough, tough. All right. So anyways. And final absurd sports story of this morning. Ex-Knick great Charles Oakley doesn't want his jersey retired unless owner James Dolan does something. Now, what do you think? What do you think he wants him to do? Well, he says he's not interested in having his jersey hang in the rafters of Madison Square Garden, and it has everything to do with the owner. Quote, they came to me and said they were going to retire my jersey, do this and do that. And I'm like, nah, you can't buy me that easy. If you retire the jersey, that benefits you. You ain't benefiting me. He continued, if you want to put outside with a flag and people don't have to pay to come see it, let them drive past it and see it, let it be a tourist spot. So, that's Charles Oakley. Now, if you go back in time, Oakley was sitting near Dolan in a game in February of 2017. He was approached by security after arriving, and he began to scuffle with security before he was removed from his seat and arrested. The Knicks alleged that he acted in an abusive manner, and they hope he gets help. Oakley claimed he had not said anything when the security guard asked him to leave. He filed a lawsuit against Dolan, but it was dismissed in court. So that's some of the stories from sports. We'll go to Major League Baseball now and take a look at some of the scores. The Red Sox beat the Rays 9-2. The Yankees lost yesterday. I think it was 2-1 to Baltimore. The Mets fell to the Phillies by a score of 8-2. Oh, the Yankees lost by a score of 4-3. Pardon me. That's the latest from Major League Baseball. Let's head off to the NBA. Yesterday, the Nets over the Pelicans, 139-111. Let's see what else happened yesterday in the NBA. I think that's it for the local teams. Today, we have no local teams in action. Tomorrow, the Celtics take on the Timberwolves. The Knicks take on the Grizzlies. And that's tomorrow in the NBA. Let's spin around and take a look at the National Hockey League yesterday. See what teams played, if any of our local teams played. I don't see that. But today, the Bruins take on the Capitals. The Rangers take on the Penguins. The Flyers take on the Islanders. And the Devils take on the Sabres. So that is a busy schedule for the NHL today. All right? All right. It is 6:43 on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. We've got